Time now for your letters. A number of you responded to my essay last week about former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry. Mr. Kerry fought in Vietnam and was decorated with a Bronze Star and Medal of Honor. He spent much of his public life thereafter opposing war. Recently, Mr. Kerry said that women, children, and old people had died in an incident for which he received the Bronze Star. Mr. Kerry's exact actions are in some dispute. My essay suggested that Mr. Kerry, who for so long has been seen as a war hero, has revealed himself to be a man. Janet Coleman of Lincoln, Nebraska wrote, "Mr. Kerry has brought so much honor and integrity to his public life, and his convictions have always guided him, rather than what might be politically advantageous. As a Nebraskan, I will always be proud to say Bob Kerry is a Nebraskan." But David Dill of Baraboo, Wisconsin wrote, "The rush to non-judgment concerns me. The guilt or innocence in the matter of a war crime ought not revolve upon merely the passage of time or the apparent goodness of the alleged perpetrator in the intervening years. Guilt or innocence should rest upon the deliberations of an international panel set up for the purposes of investigating the facts. I urge that this latter course be followed at The Hague as soon as possible, all the while hoping for a positive outcome for Senator Kerry and our nation." Last Saturday, we spoke with Mayor Lee Sullivan of Panama City Beach, Florida. Mayor Sullivan had recently been interviewed by a couple of pranksters posing as vacation scouts for Prince William of Britain. Mayor Sullivan pulled his own prank, regaling his guests with stories of women who bare their chests for strings of beads and all the waffles a prince could eat and hold down. Nancy Lackey of Gainesville, Florida, thought the mayor was a hoot. She wrote to say, "I am impelled to inquire whether fairly sedate ladies might, by circumspectly tossing beads at Mr. Sullivan, induce him to further bear parts of his dry and absolutely splendid sense of humor." During a fishing trip with former National Forest Chief Mike Dombeck, Mr. Dombeck talked about leaving his job. He said he left the Forest Service when it became clear that the Bush administration would roll back some of the conservation efforts he'd made during his tenure as chief. That sentiment drew a dart from John Schuyler of Baker City, Oregon. He wrote, "Mike Dombeck did not represent the 30,000 career employees that want to care for the land, regardless of who is president. If Mr. Dombeck really wanted to see his roadless conservation plan implemented, he would have showed some integrity and stayed for the legal and political fight. Real chiefs stick with the Forest Service through thick and thin." We welcome your letters here at Weekend Edition Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.